Morning, you're trying to give us of the times in we live. As we look at the horrendous traffic problems in this vast city. Oh, Father, with that in mind, we thank you again for getting us here so safely and so promptly. Oh, Father, we pray now that you will send the full power of your Holy Spirit upon us. Please richly bless each and every precious soul gathered here. We pray, Father, that you will convict and inspire those who may be considering to come and join us tonight. Those, Lord, who would be with us, but for some reason or another are unable to do so. Lord, please comfort them and bless them and be with them anyway. And especially, dear God, we pray now that you will richly bless the mind and the intellect of our dear brother Pippinger as he comes to speak to us. May we hear not him, but through him, the power of your Holy Spirit instructing us. Dear gracious God, in Jesus' name, to your glory we pray this as we thank you. Amen. So, indeed, yes, without further ado, I would ask our dear brother, Jeff Pippinger, to come forward as he tonight shares with us the vital information and breaks the sacred breath of life to us. And brother, may God richly bless you in your presentation tonight.
Good evening. I'm going to continue what I began the other night, and I'm developing a foundation for the study that's going to come to a conclusion several days from now. And some of what I'm going to say this evening, the significance of it will be more understood as we get to the end, as we start seeing some of these principles. So as much as possible, pay close attention to some of these ideas, even if I'm not taking a great deal of time to really fully defend them, primarily from historical events. What we're going to be looking at is more passages from the Great Controversy and attempting to demonstrate that what we've been forewarned was going to take place is taking place. The other evening when I began, we looked at a quote where the book, The Great Controversy, was firmly supported by the Spirit of Prophecy as the book of the hour. That's where past, present, and future has been set forth for us as Seventh-day Adventists.